Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Nice.
Screw you.
Nice.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
Kiefer Madness.
Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Luckily, I keep toilet paper in the car at all times.
Dalen Keith, brought to you by J.N. Phillips Auto Glass.
I would do what I'm supposed to do on the perch, kill people.
The every guy, your blue collar guys.
FW Wed Companies.
Thank you, Jason. Seamless today.
FW Wed Companies.
Way to go. It's time for Kiefer Madness. You might not have been able to tell by the intro, but it is Kiefer Madness time. It is Jermaine Wiggins, Annie Hart, filling in for Dale today.
This is new for us.
I'm excited to have you guys here for this. This is a real
treat.
So
why'd you leave the room then?
Yeah, you're on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, because they promised when we moved buildings that they were going to be able to put the app or whatever that I need to run this in there.
So
and they lied. So I have to come into the producer's room to run it.
So for people who don't know.
Yeah, I'm in a different room.
Yeah, he's in a different room. And I'm like, where's Keith?
My neck's going to be sore.
So this it's not great.
This is like behind the scenes.
But I'm the only one who does this. So they're like, who cares?
He can.
My point is, so they're not going to do anything about it.
So this is the documentary.
No.
When they see the documentary, they'll be like, wow, this is Kiefer Madness.
Yeah, this is, he's jumping all around.
So you don't have a lot of pull around here.
None.
Say, okay.
None. Just happy to be here, really.
No, don't need to align with you then.
No, I would not. I would go anywhere else.
Find a better alliance and more power.
That's absolutely
right. It's like, you know, that game show. You don't want to be with Keith.
Survivor. Yeah, no. You don't want. You
just
don't
found out Keith, not my guy.
Nope. I'm not like the naked guy from the first season that won the whole thing. That's the guy you want to be your friends with. All right, we go out to Minnesota for this story. Wiggy, you lived in Minnesota for a little bit.
I lived in Minnesota for some time.
This is a little bit different. It is cold.
Yeah, that Super Bowl was awful.
But it is a nice place.
The worst.
Beautiful place.
Yeah,
summertime.
Yeah, summer.
And I didn't realize they had kind of like rednecks out there, but apparently they do.
Yeah, a lot.
I didn't realize that.
They got some hillbillies.
They really do.
They had a couple toothless Hoosiers out there.
Toothless Hoosiers.
A lot of racism there?
For what?
Minnesota.
Was there? There's racism everywhere.
Lot, though?
Oh, when you're black, it's all over the place.
Okay.
All right, let's bring it back to this, if we could.
This is absolutely one of those stories you have to see to believe. Now, I can confirm it ends here at this Blaine Speedway behind me over there at pump number 9.
So this guy's super animated. He's super excited to be out there. He's standing in front of a gas station. He can promise us that the story ends in front of pump number 9.
Good detail.
Exactly. This isn't some guy that just got the story
he's
last
minute.
He's
at the Race Speedway.
No, he is not. He is at a like a gas
station.
That's
the
Speedway
brand,
is the name of it.
The company.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
It's not like the Indy 500 track.
No, he is not there. Okay. No, he's not there.
It ends here at this Blaine Speedway behind me over there at pump number 9. And it begins about a mile and a half away with a young 4-year-old boy with a hankering for some early morning candy.
Hankering for a hunka.
I mean, who amongst us hasn't been hankering for some candy?
So
early
we
in the
know
morning?
Some so young four, boy yeah. wants some candy.
4-year-old wants some candy.
Okay.
Starts like a mile and a half away from a gas station.
And under Wiggy's rules, he's got about one more year to eat that candy.
Yeah.
Then he's fat and you got to get a
Then you
got to
trim him up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you
treadmill.
Don't want to be chunky.
Get him a Bowflex.
Right. Or make him a lineman.
Get him on awake 180.
What if you want to be like a nice fullback?
Yeah.
Well, fullbacks are obsolete. No one wants fullbacks.
Oh, the hell they
there
are.
There we go. Debate.
James
Embrace
Devlin
debate.
On line one.
Embrace debate.
Pro Bowl fullback.
Well, of course, because there's two fullbacks in the league.
And how fast were you going? Do you know?
I hit this gas brake and like that.
And what were you, where were you going?
To the gas station.
How come?
Because I have Reese's.
That's right.
He ran out of Reese's.
4-year-old boy drove a truck to the gas station.
A real truck.
To get Reese's. A real truck.
Not a Power Wheels, battery operated Bigfoot.
Nope. A real truck. Similar to the one that Andy Hart smashed into a parking lot.
Seems like
sign.
A wide ranging cheap shot that was unnecessary to
this
the
This 4-year-old made it all the way to the gas station without hitting anybody.
I'll tell you what.
You couldn't get out of a parking lot in elementary school.
Well, what time? Was there sun glare? Are we talking 6 o'clock at night?
This kid pulled it up. We'll find out.
I think it
we'll
sounds like daytime. Well, obviously, it's good parenting, anyways.
It's
it's
unbelievable. Unbelievable job by these
Where's
guys.
Where's this kid's parents?
Keeping an eye. Well, you're going to hear from one of them.
He's got a bright future.
Yeah, he really does.
Let's just say little Sebastian is a little mischievous.
Okay, calm down. Calm down, guy.
Wait, how old Please. Is this reporter? Like 20-something out of college?
He's probably in his 30s.
I thought he was like 15.
Hasn't moved on to a bigger market yet.
No, not yet, but he's really mastered this one.
Let's just say little Sebastian is a little mischievous.
Let's say that. Okay. Let's just say.
You just did.
He's a little mischievous.
This is where the gas fluid can open. What's that pop over there?
The kiddo appears to know just about everything when it comes to his great-grandfather's Hyundai Santa Fe.
Great-grandfather?
Yeah, he's four.
It's not a truck. A Hyundai Santa Fe is an SUV.
Oh, here we go. So now we're getting into semantics.
It's not like a truck.
It's not like my Ram truck.
No, it's not like your Ram truck. He's not a truck guy like you.
He didn't get into Yankee Custom.
No, he did not.
I'd like to see him drive a Ram truck.
The kiddo appears to know just about everything.
The kiddo? Calm down.
The kiddo appears to know just about everything when it comes to his great-grandfather's Hyundai Santa Fe. And Tuesday morning, about 8:30, Sebastian put a real scare into his family when he took off in the SUV.
He should also be taken from his family.
Right.
That's probably the next thing.
No.
Yes.
Great
yes.
parenting. Let a four-year-old drive us. I mean, I should have let my four-year-olds drive.
You should have. Yeah. You let them out there. Right, because then now you don't have to drive them everywhere.
By the time he's eight, I could just sit in the passenger seat.
Uber. Yeah, you can make money.
That's true. Exactly. Give him a job.
Yeah.
Panicking, anxiety, a little bit of almost all the emotions going on, and trying to calculate what happened. And
how do you get?
That's the mom.
And she's looking for a next A-ball. That's why.
That definitely sounds drunk.
Yeah, it sounds
a little bit more than drunk.
Yeah, there's something I think going on with her.
One thing she
doesn't sound is embarrassed.
No, I'd be mortified. I would be not doing an interview with a TV station.
You can't be embarrassed when you're high on meth. I was trying to pick up my meth, and I don't know how the kid drove. I mean, I left the keys in the car. I left it running. You would think that he'd be smart enough not to drive the car. He's only four, but I had to get my meth. The dealer said, meet me around the gas station.
He wanted Reese's. He wanted Reese's Pieces.
How do you get him going?
Sebastian demonstrated how he pulled it off.
So now they're talking about how did he get the keys, because the keys weren't in the truck. They were hanging up on one of those like key racks.
Right.
So he shows you how he did it.
Using great-grandpa Roy's walker to grab the keys from wall hooks. And when no one was watching, he bounded into the driver's seat and was off.
So you know those like walkers that also you can like sit in?
Right.
So he wheeled it up to the thing and then stood on it, grabbed the key, and then was off.
Nice job, kid.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
How is he hitting the pedals? The gas pedals. He's 4 years old.
Stay tuned.
He watches everything people do.
Oh, yeah. How many grandfather?
How many teeth?
The great-grandfather.
That's a great-grandfather.
Give me an over-under.
I'm going to say
four.
I'm going to say less than four.
Yeah, I think it might have been right. You might have hit it. It might be a push.
Maybe two and a half.
Two up, two down.
That rusty one at the back.
Still hanging on. Still counting that fourth.
He watches everything people do. Does.
Well.
And he'll repeat it.
From great-grandpa's house, Sebastian stretched his tiny body, his eyes barely able to see above the steering wheel. He backed out of the driveway, heading through some windy neighborhood streets before turning left onto incredibly busy University Avenue.
How did he back out of the driveway at 4 years old?
Like, I could see you get it in reverse or you get it in drive, but he backed out and then got it in drive and drove down a windy road?
Yes.
I'm not buying it.
Yes.
Something's off.
Sounds
here.
Like he's driven before.
She's probably had him go. Listen, safety first. I'm in no state to drive. You need to drive us there.
Yeah, there's something here.
At the heart of the morning rush. From there, witnesses report he drove erratically along University at speeds.
You're a little erratic.
What are you going to admit? He's 4 years old.
Couldn't see.
Give a kid a break.
You can't reach the pedal and see at the same time.
Could not do both.
In the 10 to 15 mile an hour range.
10 to 15?
The 10th mile range.
So my guess is he like barely was even hitting the gas.
Right.
Like it was just kind of going.
I could see myself behind that guy here like, oh, man, what's this old lady doing? Please move over.
You look over, you see a four-year-old in there. You're like,
what the?
In the 10 to 15 mile an hour range.
He's Mad Dog Russo all of a sudden.
In the 10 to 15 mile an hour range.
10 to 15 mile an hour range.
Eventually getting the Santa Fe safely into the gas station parking lot where police quickly met him.
I've never seen a driver this young before.
Was that right?
Thanks.
That's the police officer weighing in there. Thank you very much. He's never seen one that young. Wow.
I've never seen a driver this young before.
Okay. What was the previous low? Just wondering.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, how much did he beat the record by?
Operating a vehicle.
Yeah.
A day later, and there are some laughs. No one was seriously injured. And
some laughs.
That's it.
A day later, some laughs.
Yeah, like, what about
the kid should be dead. The kid should be dead.
He got lucky.
Or others are dead.
Or others is right.
82 car pileup.
Right. He hit nothing.
Needed anything.
He's better than some of the people I see driving nowadays.
Say, that's true.
DSS involved?
Yeah. I think they should be.
Come on, follow at the 15-mile-an-hour range.
Okay.
Slow down.
I've never seen a driver this young before operating a vehicle.
A day later, and there are some laughs. No one was seriously injured, and Sebastian's remarkable ride. But there are also some serious lessons for him and his family, including plans to lock up the keys going forward and to keep a closer eye on the youngster.
Probably a decent start.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, no one locks their keys.
Well, parenting 101, I mean, who really keeps an eye on their kids?
Right.
Who does that?
This is a good lesson for me.
Well, definitely the first one. But then as more of them come, you sort of...
Yeah, that's true.
They got to self-police.
Do whatever they want.
At 4 years old, he's walking around. By that time, you're like, yeah, you're good to go.
He's fine.
Yeah. Laugh about it, but yeah, it could have been very serious. You know, he could have hit a car and not wearing the seatbelt.
That's
could
a bad
thing. Talking about a funeral right now.
That's scary.
That is scary. That's
after all that.
At least he's being honest here.
No, he didn't have a seatbelt on.
Well, he couldn't because there's no way to
reach
the
chance
pedals.
He could do all of that at once. There's no chance.
That's scary.
Yes, it is.
In blank, Paul Bloom, Fox 9.
Fox 9. He nailed the hell out.
Paul Bloom, Fox 9.
This might be our favorite guy. We've been checking with this guy more often.
You got to get some more stories.
This guy's really strong.
He won't be in Blaine for long.
I got to say.
No, God, no.
New York.
Yeah, he's going places.
Hey, listen, when there's stories.
10-15-mile-an-hour range.
I'd clean that up. When
there's stories, at least this guy's passionate. I could see the passion's there.
The passion's off the charts.
I'd love to see him on a shooting scene or something like that.
Well, Nick Caserio wants out of New England. Wants out of Blaine.
That's true. He could. His resume is probably all over the place if you want to find it.
Boston Paul Bloom. Fox 9.
Fox 9. Nailed the hell
out
of that.
There you go. There's the madness today. Aaron Rodgers apparently already off to a rocky start with his new head coach. We'll get into that. Plus, I got a question about Mookie Betts that we'll get to in the final hour of the program. Wiggy and Andy Hart are in for Dale. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
She said, no, you're wrong. I said, you got a lumpy butt. She got mad at me and yelled it, and I pissed in my pants. And I never did change my pee pants all day. I'm still sitting in my dirty pee pants.
I've never seen a driver this young before.
Because I have reasons.
That's scary.
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Paul Bloom, Fox 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.